I am well, thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show to talk about the Trans-Canada Trail. And I'm curious, how many people have said to you, you know, I had no idea we had a Trans-Canada Trail? Because I'll be honest with you, full disclosure, I had no idea.
You know what? I promise you are not the first. The Trans-Canada Trail is in so many communities across Canada, and it's actually 29,000 kilometers long from coast to coast to coast. But it's made up of a network of trails. So while not everyone knows they've been on the trail, if they've been on the trail in their community, it's very likely that it has been the Trans-Canada Trail.
Thank you for letting me know that I wasn't the only one, because I was sitting here going, I don't even know if I should bring this up. So March break is coming up, and this is a great way to get the kids out of the house and not break the bank and just get out on a trail, do a little walking, and maybe enjoy some nature and just get some of that air in your lungs.
Absolutely. And I know you're probably talking about this on your show. Lots of newscasters are talking about it. We're in a bit of a moment where we're thinking a lot about affordability right now, and especially if you've got a handful of kids to take out. There's nothing more free than accessing nature in Canada, and it's so accessible to us. One of the greatest ways to do that is by getting on a trail. I know that people often look at trails as a way to travel or get from one place to another, but it's also just a space to be. You can go out on the trail and absorb nature in a local park or in, you know, a mountain pass. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can just be the nature in your backyard, too. With kids, it's really wonderful to know that you can access the trail for free, and there's an activity for everyone. So if your kids need to get a little bit of energy out, there's lots of nice, big, long, flat rail beds that they can run along on the Trans-Canada Trail. Or if you want to push yourself and take your kids out for a little bit more of an exploratory hike, Alberta and so much of Western Canada has wonderful, wonderful hiking trails as well.
And don't be afraid to bring along a little bird seed. You never know, a little chickadee or a nuthatch. There's quite a few birds that'll eat right out of your hands.
Bird watching is one of my favorite activities to do on the trail as well. I'm calling you today from Atlantic Canada, where you know, we've got lots of bird watching and shore bird watching trails. It's a wonderful activity for kids too.
Now, as far as the Trans-Canada Trail goes in Alberta, where does it start? Where does it end? Is it north to south and then east to west as well? Or,
you know, we'll start actually in your region, in Alberta. It's kind of a nexus for the Trans-Canada Trail where three main trail sections meet. So the trail starts in St. John's, Newfoundland, runs right across the country into Alberta, and then up north to Tuktoyaktuk, and then back from Alberta, it goes all the way to the Pacific coast. So in your region, some of the trail sections that you might know well are the Amaskwatio-Meskinau Trail, which I believe is also called the Beaver Hill Road Trail.
Oh, yeah.
And that runs right along the river valley, connects to so many municipal parks. Or Alberta's Iron Horse Trail, which is, you know, a mammoth of a trail, about 176 kilometers long. That's also a great part. It has geocaching along it. You've got pine forests, wetlands. It's a something for everyone kind of trail.
I forgot about geocaching. People are still doing that.
People still geocache. We get calls about it more often than you would expect.
No kidding. And this is a long shot, but nobody's done the entire trail, have they?
You know what? A couple of people actually have completed the entire trail, not necessarily in one foul swoop, but someone that I will reference is Deanne Whalen, who recently put out a wonderful documentary called 500 Days in the Wild, in which she crossed the entire trail, coast to coast to coast, including the north, on her own over 6 years.
Wow.
I would recommend it as a watch to anyone.
No kidding. That's amazing. Chatting with Allison Leonard about the Trans-Canada Trail. If I wanted some more information on it, where am I going?
I would recommend that anyone go to tctrail.ca. That's our website. You've got loads of profiles about different trail sections, but also there's an interactive map. So you can zoom into your own hometown, see what kind of trails are there, understand the trail's grade or what kind of sites you might see along the way as well.
Get the kids off their devices, put your phone down, get outside and enjoy the Trans-Canada Trail. Allison, thank you so much for sharing some information with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem, Sean. Thanks for having me.